All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Martin Riopelle, the Director General of the Jardin Éducatif de Pontillac, to talk a little bit about what the organization does and what they have coming up here this summer growing period. Martin, how's it going?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So, first off here, could you explain a little bit about what the Jardin Éducatif is and what you guys do over the course of a summer growing period here?
During the summer, our main program during the summer is the summer camp program, axed on it's not organic gardening because we're not certified, but we do as organic. So we welcome our goal is to have at around 30 youth from 12 to 17, referred by social services, and some of them referred by our own youth worker at Le Jardin Éducatif. So some parents call us and ask us if we have places. Sometimes it's the school refer the kids to. So it's a 7-week program starting June 26th and ending second week of August, if I'm not mistaken, so 7 weeks. That's our main program during the summer. The youth will come and work a little bit morning time. We'll have different activity for them and work, and it'll be, yes, working, but more accent on activities and to learn stuff about gardening, not just weeding and the boring stuff. There's going to be other kind of stuff to do. Yeah, and that's what we are doing during the summer summertime, and the rest of the year we are working to prevent school dropout and social dropout with English and French school of the area.
And so what exactly, where does the food from your garden there in Litchfield, where does it end up going? I understand you donate quite a bit to the Booth Pontiac there as well?
Last year, 2022-2023, we have give 3,599 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables to the food bank, which is equal to us an average we flipped it in money kind of, so it's about $12,800 of donation that we have gave to Booth Pontiac for the population in need in the area. So we are selling our vegetables. This year is going to be a little bit different. We won't have the kiosk open all week long or during the weekend time, but we'll make some posts on Facebook. And people will be able to look on the Facebook page or what's going to be available, and they'll be able to make an order, and we'll offer one day of people will be able to come and pick up their order. There won't be multiple days. It will be one day, but all the details for that part will be give in time, so a little bit later, close to the summertime.
Yeah, and typically every year you guys have a plant sale here too. What are the details here on this year's?
We'll do a plant sale May 20th. It's a Saturday in between 9 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it'll be at 3 Megquick Street in Campbell's Bay. It won't be at the Jardin site because all our plants for now are at the school in Campbell's Bay, so the plant sale will be there. So anybody that wants to buy some plants, pepper, cucumber, squashes, tomatoes, all kind of plants, and even some flowers for sale for that day. And that's the May 20th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the week after will be in Gatineau, the 27th and the 28th at Moore Farm for La Grande Foire de l'Agriculture Urbaine. So we'll do the plant sale too there during the week, and it's a way to make people know what we are doing and to increase a little bit our sale for the season.
And I understand what's new here coming up at the Jardin this year. I understand you guys are building a greenhouse, and you're also offering a new program for adults to help out in the garden as well.
We have been working on that project for a couple of years now, and we will receive, like, we already receive a part of the of a grant from the MRC to help us with that. But we'll build a new greenhouse with a building in front of it, like to make all our seedlings and be able to grow vegetables longer during the season, maybe even in the winter. We don't know now for the winter, but at least we'll be able to extend the season. So it's going to be a quite big greenhouse, like 32 feet wide by 120 feet long. That's a big project, and with the building in front of it, so the building will have electricity and water in it, and all what we need to do seedlings and have a place to have, like, not an office, but like a place to clean the vegetables and like do all the preparation to be able to sell it. So that's one thing. Another thing we'll have this summer. Even it's already started with it's in and the project for the greenhouse. It's in collaboration with la Table de Développement Social du Pontiac, la Corporation de Développement Communautaire du Pontiac, and Bouffe Pontiac, which is the food bank. So we are all working together there, and the little workshop that Melissa the gardener will do is going to be the second one, May 13, 10 to 12, about the garden and its needs. That's for adults. And during the summer, each Friday from June 15 to September 15, 9 to 12, each Friday, people will be welcome to come and work in the garden, help the gardener, and and go back with some fruits and vegetables from the garden. Just like, so if people want to come and learn and do a little bit of work to help the garden, they'll be welcome, and they'll be able to go home with some, like, stuff from the jardin, from the garden. And just a specification, if kids or youth from 12 and under want to come, no problem. They just need to be with an adult, somebody that's going to take care of them. So that's basically it for, and obviously at the end of the season for the summer camp, we'll have our annual barbecue, but all the details will be given, like, a little bit, like, further during the season.
For sure. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. We still got a full summer ahead of us.
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
And as far as how many people are employed there at the garden, and are you looking for employment here during the summer, like summer positions as well?
Yeah, we have, like, a position for gardener helper and some animator for the youth for the summer camp. We're looking at least for, two gardeners and one or two animator if we're able to. So, people can go on our Facebook page and look at the job posting. So, they'll be able to have all the details. If they want to have more details, or they are not able to find the thing on Facebook because they don't have Facebook, they can call me at the office, 819-648-5402, or send me an email at direction@jepontiac.org. So, that's about that. That's it for employment. And we'd like to have other, like, people to help us during the summer. I know it's difficult, and the issue that we have, like, in the last year, it's people that need to take care of their kids during the summer because they don't have daycare, or they don't have people to take care of their kids. So I do understand that they need to stay home. So that's a little bit difficult, like, to find some workers to help us during the summer.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. How many kids typically come out to your summer program there?
Usually, like, we have 30 places. Usually we have more than 30 references, but it ends up in between 20, 25, and sometime we finish the season with, like, the summer camp with 20, sometime around 15, so We try to welcome as much youth as we can, but they are not
They're not obligated to stay the whole time.
No, they are not obligated. And there's a little change too this year. I forgot to tell you about the summer camp program. For the last, before I was general director at Le Jardin, usually youth are working at the morning and they were receiving like $15, a little bit amount of money, three morning a week for working in the garden. This year it'll be different. We won't give any money for the little work they do because, it's going to be worked different, like a different way, and we'll save the money. We'll save the money for the Thursday trip because the Thursday trip are really expensive, mm-hmm. and like summer camp program like that just for 8 weeks. 9 weeks of like the preparation and the end of the season and the summer camp itself cost Le Jardin Sketsif about $120,000 just for like 8 to 10 weeks. So it's a lot of money. So we have tried to find ways to be able to still give good activities to the youth. So the activities on Thursday will be like. It can be like from go to the museum, but to like some activities will be to go like let's say Leslie Park, but what's the name of the company in Davidson, like SP rafting to play on the river and do their big like trampoline in the water. There's going to be activities. Mont Cascade or some stuff like that, you know, different kind of activities that cost like quite a bit of money. So we'll use the money to give the kids activities during the summer.
Martin, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with us about this, the program here that you've got. If there's anything else you wanted to add or anything we didn't mention here, I'll give you the last word.
No, I think it covers everything. And if there's anything else, like for the barbecue, we could like speak maybe later during the summer. So thank you very much, Caleb, for your time, and have a good season, everybody. Have a good summer, and hope to see you around the garden at some point at our activities or ordering some vegetables online to be able to pick them up like during the summer. So thank you very much.